Euphrates, the Montreal-based Iraqi hip-hop group, recently released their second LP, Stereotypes Incorporated, which beautifully brings together modern hip-hop innovation, the politics of grassroots movements for social justice, and the spirit of the Iraqi diaspora as the country continues to live under U.S. military occupation. Stereotypes Incorporated features the rhymes of the Narcissist and the musical work of the late Nofi Fanan, a founding member of Euphrates who passed away in November 2004. I had the opportunity to speak with the Narcissist of Euphrates on the tragic passing of Nofi Fanan, the second Euphrates LP, Stereotypes Incorporated, and his ideas on the role which Euphrates plays as an Iraqi hip-hop group in modern hip-hop culture and struggles for social justice.
My name is Jamal Abdul. They call me the Narcissist of the Euphrates camp, repping from Basra to Montreal. We consist of several individuals, which is two artists, Hela and Sundus. We got some graphic designers like Hassan and Hazem. We got me as the main vocalist, Minister of Information. And we got Sandhill, which consists of Habilis and the late Nofi Fanan, big brother, you know. The first LP, A Bend in the River, we recorded on a whim. You know, we just felt like recording an album and really to represent the socio-political state of an Arab after September 11th, if you will. And it dealt with issues such as immigration, terror, you know what I mean, like different connotations of semantics towards Arabs in the system. And after that, I sat down with Nofi and Habi, and we really planned out the second LP as a somewhat of a montage of who we are, you know what I mean, of as Arabs, as Westerners, as hip-hop activists, as political people, as people who believe in social equality and no matter what race. So we did Stereotypes Incorporated. And then Nofi had a big part in it because he had just completed his studies in sound at Concordia. So he gave us a lot of insight on how to master music while you're mixing it down and really have an effect so you can grab the crowd more on stage. So he was really like the mentor in the clique, you know? Left us with a lot of knowledge on how to make it happen. He's really an essential part of it because a lot of the songs I would sit down and tell him, dude, I was having trouble writing at the time because I had just finished the first album, was doing a lot of collabos with people. And we sat down and broke down every level of conditioning of what it is to be us and did a track about each one of those.
Maybe expand on that. Conditioning on what it is to be you or Euphrates, Iraqis in Canada, in the great freezing land of Canada.
So, as they say in Menace to Society, man, let the Europeans deal with this madness. Well, that's just a joke, you know what I mean? Stereotypes Incorporated is basically split into East and West. First side is East, second side is West. And the first title track, which is Stereotypes Incorporated, deals with the stereotype of us being angry, like bomb-ridden Arabs, ready to blow up anything in our vicinity and be happy about it because we're going to God. And it's really like a misconstruction on our behalf because the people that represent us in the forefront of politics or who they choose to focus on are these people such as Zarqawi, Osama, all these people that are really spreading a negative name over Islam. And during that track we break down what it is to feel as though you've lost someone in your family and the rage that, and this was written before Nofi, you know what I mean? And it really related to the issue of how we felt now. And at the end of the track, we're basically saying, this is food for thought, stereotype. Don't believe the hype, you know what I mean? It's not really the image that you represent of us. If you go out to all of us, we're not all the same, you know? That's what that track's about. Diseases, glasses, you're harboring leeches. We're not a disease, stop calling us evil. It's all imperial spite, a meal you won't like. And food for thought, stereotype. I guess the best son is a dead one. This test since the Crusades. Hussein, whose pain you feel? Breadcrumbs, flesh runs, test guns. Then you reign, too vain, whose pain? We live in a dream world with one love. So half of Aleha like Abdul Halim's girl. World sun dust, moon craters that looms. The doom's nature and fuel. I did Creep Up, which is about an American soldier who gets conditioned into the mentality of war without realizing. And he's in Basra and he's just getting caught up in the moment, rolls up in someone's house and something terrible happens, goes back home and realizes what he's done, and eventually takes his life.
What are some of the words in that song? And maybe expand on them a little bit.
Okay, well, the first verse goes, I'm hungover from last night, consumed in alcohol, vomiting my last bite, I feel stuck. So I'm basically talking about, like, the people that are usually targeted to go to the military in the States is obviously the minority groups. Like, I remember being in New York at 4 o'clock in the morning in Spanish Harlem, and a Humvee rolled by, was saying, be all you can be, join the army, on the Humvee, bumping hip-hop, you know, to get people into the actual, like, oh, maybe this is what I need to do to get money, you know? So it's really about that situation of being in the States and needing to get out, or being in the West and needing to get out and going to the army because you think that's going to pay for your life and fix everything. But then you go out there and realize that war is not what it's been represented to you in your military camps. It's really beyond anything you ever fathomed, you know? You see your friends losing limbs. You see people dying all around you, people of both sides dying all around you. So it's really about the fear that is constructed before you go to war and how that fear is broken, and it's a really bigger than what they portray to us and through the media for every individual soldier. So it's, I'm not really picking on American soldiers in that track. I'm trying to side with them. It could come out the wrong way, but it's really, they're a casualty of war as well, a casualty to their system, you know? And the feeling creeps up. I'm hungover from last night, consumed in alcohol, vomiting in my last fight. I feel stuck, this hash pipe is dirty. I bleed worthless, seed searches in me. Indeed, I need purpose. IRS is after me. A bankrupt catastrophe. Figured I would be configured if they drafted me. So I went to camp, did some push-ups and all, got paid. My wifey's out wearing Walmart push-up bras. So the president needs some residents to pledge allegiance. Confederate legions have a preference for negligent people. I reached for a draft pick. I was saved and I left, brave in a breath. But I just gave in a death, and it ain't right. As we entered ships, felt a faint fright. Cause 3/4 of us in here ain't white. In plain sight, I realized life was over. Shipped to the Middle East for peace. The fight is over. I should've stayed at home. Now we in Basra with British troops. Everybody's dying but us. Stay alone. For God to save me, it's hard. Maybe one day I'll father babies. Should've really stayed at home. Shaku Main, we in trouble. Stained, we puppets. Uncle Abe, never pray alone. Just huddle near, soldiers caught up. That's what happened at Abu Ghraib. It's 5 in the morning in Fallujah. Live storm in desert. Give platoons warning.
Now on the album, you obviously talk about Iraq. And I know there's one song where you almost paint Iraq as a woman that's been broken down, you know, attacked. Talk about that song. I mean, you've talked about the soldiers, the American soldiers caught up in it all. What about the other side?
The other side is the love for my motherland. I never really had the chance to go back. Last time I was there, I was 6. I'm 22 now, so it's been a while, you know. And last year when I started seeing the footage of the war, it made me remember the first war when I was a lot younger, and I would see the same type of footage on TV. I had a deeper understanding of it now, you know, and I lost my grandmother during this war, so it really touched home, you know. She didn't pass due to any bombs or anything, but she caught cancer, so it was really a repercussion of the war. And I wanted to talk about the most important thing in our culture, which is not necessarily reflected light upon, they don't really shed light on it, is the woman of our culture, and they really hold us together. Without a woman, we wouldn't be here, you know what I mean? So I wanted to give it that essence to our nation, because Iraq is really given a bad... As soon as you say Iraq, you think Saddam, you think bombs, you think nuclear weapons. But it's really the cradle, one of the cradles of civilization, Babylon. We've been around forever, you know what I mean? So I really wanted to give it a more human side for people to understand our emotion towards it and where our anger comes from when you drop a bomb on our mother, you know what I mean?
This earth is planned doom, burnt deserts and sand dunes. A better with dreams whenever you leave, yeah. It rings a veteran queen. I should have cherished the merits, inherit the measures, the pleasure of our esoteric, Samaric heritage, clerics embarrassed, cause marriage never came. Carriage in flames, I severed the game till I saw her face once again. Remember the name, but forgot the pain. We rotten for not catching eyes. The same spot I would grasp at half a thought, feel energy suspended me. Still, imagery of love, symmetry of us together, giving me a rush like Limbaugh's parents in awe, staring at a skin bra, unlatched and all would match. That's how you fall in traps of lust and carnal facts, infatuated for all that's lapsed. I had to hate it, but to see you here crying, see through tears, equal speak through glares, pardon me, like bushes reach to blare for lying. I saw you crept behind, spying in half, my mic was lost. I'm from your past life, she got gassed like the Kurds did. Told her this brother would love her with no conception of what.
Hip hop is resistance to me. And I have an acronym for it where it's highly intelligent people hovering over politics. Because for me, it's like it just came into play when music came into my life. It opened my mind. When I used to listen to Wu-Tang and they say, you're not going to understand this shit till the year 2G. It took me till 2G to understand what they were talking about. They had like 5% connotations and a lot of Islamic connotations in their lyrics. So it really opened my mind up. And I wanted to give hip-hop back the gift that it gave me. So it eventually branched out into what it is now as Euphrates, you know?
Maybe talk about your feelings on the reactions that people have had to your music, to your art form. I mean, I'm sure there's been many and they've been varied, but maybe talk about how you feel people have reacted to your art form.
I think people have reacted really well. I mean, I'm grateful for people to come to shows and come up to us and thank us. That's like something I thank them back, you know what I mean? It's a dual experience, really, being on stage and performing for people because you feed off their energy as well. So it's always great, man. Every show we've been at, people have been receptive, you know, wanted to hear more. Really, stereotypes came out of an experience I had here when I went to a battle. And I don't usually battle. And I got there and they're like, yo, it's the Taliban MC, yo. And I got up on stage and I'm like, I battled the crowd, you know what I mean? Because they kept calling me Taliban. I didn't even battle the guy that was on stage with me. I got really vexed. And then after that, some guy comes up to me and he's like, yo, you made up a word, man. I'm like, what word? He's like, pilgrimage. That doesn't exist. I said something like, you're ignorant, you're going in circles like the pilgrimage, something like that. I don't even remember. So you got that part where people will bottleneck you into Arab hip-hop, which is cool because that is what we are, but we're more than that as well, you know what I mean? Also, you get reactions, political reactions, where we tried to go do a show in the States, an anti-discrimination show, and they discriminated upon us and fingerprinted us, take our pictures and send us back to Canada. And we've been Canadian for like over a decade, you know?
Yeah, trying to build, man.
You know the struggles, baby.
I feel you, man.
Life is hard.
Whole world, yeah. In times of lies and secrets and finding Jesus, people still won't believe till their eyes perceive it. And your signed agreements ain't worth my time to read it. These kids got nines and their minds are heated. Must be scrutinized when we apply for visas. I guess it's just a sign of the times procedures.
You have been listening to an interview with the Narcissist of Euphrates.
And the whole globe's controlled and caught up in the process.
The Montreal-based Iraqi hip-hop group recently released their second LP, Stereotypes Incorporated, which beautifully brings together modern hip-hop innovation, the politics of grassroots movements for social justice, and the spirit of the Iraqi diaspora as the country continues to live under U.S. military occupation. Stereotypes Incorporated features the rhymes of the Narcissist and the musical work of the late Nofi Fanan, a founding member of Euphrates who passed away in November 2004. To get more information on Euphrates, visit their website at www.euphrates.ca. That's www.euphrates.ca. This interview was recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christoph.
I share my care for peace, apparently. We all dying for a share of dreams. Mental space to bars till we charge for air to breathe.
I told you so.
Yep, today we caught up. Tomorrow we'll slay for water and resources. A natural three forces, east, west, and middle. The beast has to kill you, the rest belittle in flesh. There's no higher, like athletes, medical reports. We profiling, mobile, and sent flying with days we spent pious. Still dying, cause life is ill like a French island.
Told you so.
Open doors to shut, where hope is sold abrupt. For token gold or bronze, groping holes to fuck. Slaves to sex, holding molten molds of us. In home we trust, but in guard we fraud each other. Marauder puppets like Saddam, caught in public. This song is nothing, but never forget the power. For every word spoken, I should take an hour to listen.
You can say I told you so.
I can't help.
help, it attempts me to speak. Yes, I'm a selfish MC.
You know we can't trust the government.